Decorate the tree. Decorate.
Kindergarten students at Shady Grove Elementary are tuning up their caroling voices. The spirit of the season is palpable in this classroom. And the fun is definitely not lost on 5-year-old Zion Miller.
I love singing and dancing.
Crisscross, applesauce, hands are in your lap.
Shady Grove Elementary School music teacher Melissa Tucker enjoys the festive season, but it's not without its challenges. She says the children are hyper, and she adjusts her teaching style accordingly.
Behavioral objectives are what the children, what you want them to accomplish by the end of your lesson. And usually you can do about 3 or 4 with the younger kids. And this time of year, I don't even try to do that. I want them to get 1 or 2 concepts rather than 3 or 4 concepts. So I do try to limit them because of all the interruptions and the lack of focus.
Tucker says the effect the season has on children varies from class to class.
You would be amazed that the 4-year-olds and the 5-year-olds have more focus than the older children. It seems like these special holidays actually make the 4th and 5th graders more hyper and more difficult to maintain their focus than the young children.
Off the record, many teachers express exasperation, saying the weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas are a lost cause for instruction. But Shady Grove's principal, Geraldine Bobo, says that staying on a clear educational track is crucial at this time of year, especially with the need to prepare for high-stakes testing in the spring.
In December of this week, we're doing that now. They've got a midterm test that we give them a diagnostic to see where they are at this point. And when we come back from Christmas holidays, we will know where to start.
Principal Bobo says that waiting schedules toward academics instead of seasonal festivities keeps the school running through the holidays. But holiday time may not be a predictor of how much school work all students actually do. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that for high school and college students, homework production actually rises during time off, going from a little less than 3 hours a day during the week to nearly 3.5 hours on weekends and holidays. In the primary grades, preparation for state tests remains a priority for administrators, but students tend to focus on the holidays rather than academics, so the key is in striking a balance. Ouachita Parish Director of Elementary Schools, Ann Davis, says holiday excitement tends to have a negative effect on learning.
But it's also an exciting time, and we work with elementary children, and we know that's important to them, so it's kind of worth it to us a little bit for them to enjoy the holidays and the season.
Principal Bobo says the teachers have to step up at this time of year.
It's harder, a little harder for the teachers to keep the kids under control. They have to work a little harder at it, but they do it.
She says she will allow some relaxation of the academic imperative when the Shady Grove Christmas play debuts on December the 20th. Until then, says Principal Bobo, it's business as usual. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.